RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. DOC on the microphone, Heavy Metal, holding down the fort. And I'm honored once again to be able to bring in one of the hardest working journalists on the planet, Donna Hopkins. D-Hop, having to endure that stadium, seeing all that blue and white, I know it's enough to make you throw up. But I saw some signs of encouragement. I walked away from this contest not as angry as I would usually be. Are my eyes getting bad? Am I losing it? Or did you see some things that I saw?
Hey, Rick, always great to be on with you. And yes, you saw some signs of improvement in some areas, but I still was mad about walking away with a loss to the Cowboys anytime. Because, you know, both teams weren't going anywhere, and you wanted to see at this stage who was going to step up. And those improvements, like you said, in that running game, that was music to my ear, because to be able to see you finally utilize your running game where Bill, you know, two touchdowns, the 70-some yard run for a touchdown. But what I saw with that run is I saw that offensive line, who was missing three of their starters, open up that gap, and he went through that gap blocking for that run for the touchdown. So that was a bright side on the offensive side of the ball that they were utilizing the running game. And then on the defensive side of the ball, it was great to see Johnny Newton, who we've been waiting to see the breakout of this guy, because I've talked to him throughout the course of training camp, throughout the season, and with Deron Payne out, he stepped up in a big way with three sacks. And it was his speed that they utilized a lot in that game, because he was in the backfield in the second half quite a bit, just playing aggressive on that defensive line. And I was happy to see him have a breakout game. He told me afterwards, this is the first time that I've ever had three sacks, but it was the day that I saw Coach Quinn make some adjustments in the second half to Dallas's offense, because they were back in that backfield a lot in the second half, and Dak couldn't see the open field as much as he did in the first half because the pressure that was coming on. Finally, pressure on the defensive side. But, you know, it was other guys that stepped up, but Bill on the offensive side stepped up in a big way, and Johnny Newton on the defensive side. And then Josh Johnson did a pretty good job as far as being behind the center, you know, in his first start because of the other two quarterbacks being out with injury. So there was some bright spots, but Rick, I hate to put a damper on all that I said, but it was just too many mistakes at key times that the Commanders was in position to score. I mean, I mean, they had got the ball, stopped Dallas. Well, they had stopped Dallas with that missed 58-yard field goal, and they had perfect field position, and they didn't even take advantage of that because of missed opportunities and mistakes that came about. And the same on the defensive side. At crucial moments, you could not get the offense off the field, and, you know, which would have basically given it back to your offense in great field position. So it's still a lot of things to clean up, but it was some great signs to see some of those young guys step forward.
Donna, when I look at the tackling or the lack thereof, is it overkill? Are my eyes lying to me, or is this one of the worst tackling teams I've ever seen?
Hey, Rick, you said it, you hit it head on, because this is something that they've struggled with all season long in tackling. And I know they put emphasis on that because we ask Coach Quinn about that all the time. How was the tackling? And what I'm seeing is some of the over pursuit in, you know, staying true, staying, you know, level to the ground, as if you were to say that, where you're feet are planted, where you're not over pursuing the guys and everything. I saw that a lot. And just wrapping up the guys, you can't be in this league hitting the guy and bouncing, and he just bounces off of you. But I think back in the Seattle days when they had the great defense, they practiced. I talked to some people. They literally practiced tackling all times in wrapping your arms around the guys and getting them down, and not this petty cake tackling that sometimes we see during the course of games from them. It's just getting arms around the guys and getting them down. And it's just, to me, over-pursuing and not just wrapping the guys up. So it's been bad all season long. It'll get good for one game, and then it'll go back to all the, you know, the things that we saw, that it goes right back. So it's no consistency in, to me, all season long in some areas that they wanted to clean up, and that's one of them. One game you do it good, next game you go back. So it's got to be some consistency in working with guys in wrapping up. So,
finally,
right, Rick, it's been bad.
Your expectations in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, Philly doesn't have anything to play with. And, you know, positioning yourself, they already won the division and everything, but you still want to win games. I don't know if they will play their starters or anything like that, but I think the Commanders have to go in there, you know, to try to clean up some things and look at some other guys that may step up this week. That's what I'm looking at, is guys stepping up that you haven't seen a lot from and shining like we did saw this past week against Dallas with Bill and Johnny Newton. So some other guys I'm looking at on this team, can they step up? Can they shine and show what they got? Because, Rick, at the end of the day, we're already into building for next year, and how do we put this roster together? They're missing some pieces for sure. But what are some of these pieces that they have now that they may be able to keep? So this is the telltale against Philadelphia for me, is looking at who else can stand up and be the hero for that game.
Well, again, yeah, I mean, not only PJ Jeffries on W, and I've heard more of this. People are adamant about not giving up Jay Newton credit, saying that he got gashed at his spot and both interior tackles by the Cowboys' running game. So, but inconsistency has been really the middle name for not only the defense, but the entire team.
Exactly. Exactly. They haven't been consistent all season long as far as everybody, coaches, right, players, everybody has to take a piece of this pie and eat it, because it's been so much inconsistent play from week to week. We see some shiny moments, and then we don't. And they've had opportunities, Rick, all season long. But they've got to clean up, like I said, mistakes. You know, when you look at the amount of penalties and everything, it will blow your mind. But let's go back still to say, Washington is the only team in the NFL with this many injuries. And I know people don't want to say anything about that, but you have to put this into the equation of this team and the outlook of this team, hopefully getting healed. You know, they suffered some more in the Dallas game. But again, they have to basically get to the point where from week to week, we know which team is going to show up. I don't think they ever found their identity this year. I thought it was going to be the running game, but if you don't run the ball, how can that be your identity? So to me, you have to learn what it is come next year. Who are we? I think that last year they knew who they were, but this year they were figuring it out for the whole season, and they still don't know what their identity is, I don't believe.
Yeah, those exit meetings are going to be quite aggressive. I hope they're aggressive. Donna, thank you so much for popping in with us today, and you got one more to go, and can't wait to hear your recap.
Yeah, can we end it on a win, and that would be a great recap, and we can get a final win in the last game of the season.
I got that. Thank you very much, and give that guy, the old guy with the white beard, give him my best. That's
definitely
Tony McGee.
He was playing Santa this year.
Oh yeah, he's been playing Santa every day. Pro Football Plus, of course, which is, that's my man. Love that crew. Love that show. It is 10:12 here in the nation's capital. And you know what? We have been beating this thing up, and it all comes out to being about the same. Inconsistency, some moments, flashes, pros should flash. But how about a solution? What's going to stop this from occurring again and again? And that's what I haven't heard. I haven't heard solutions. Can't just run this back as is. That'd be my comment. My input, I just don't know how you can run this thing back repeatedly. Like, okay, let's just go and do it all. I just don't, my gut tells me that dog will not hunt for you. What say you? We'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Boy, shout out to all of the X community. You guys are flat out balling. And you know why? Because you care. You give a hoot. I mean, nobody wants this program to be a throwaway. You want to engage, you want to invest, and you want to be a part of the process. That's exciting for me. I love that. You know, this metal people, it's never going to be that people don't care. They care. Kurt out in Ashburn, welcome home.
Thanks, Doc. Always good to talk to you, brother. I've ranted about this in the past on these airwaves, but it bears repeating. I'm chagrined when folks exhibit intense anger at the guys they usually root for because they lost a game. My instinctive reaction is to feel badly for our lads because they're as disappointed as we are and they're emotionally drained. I just can't stomach the vitriol one hears directed at the players. It's a case of, well, let's see, our guys feel horrible, so let's pile on to their load. You know, many years ago when the Caps were close to making the playoffs, 2 years in a row, and the team had to win to get the Caps in, failed to do so. Both years I sat out the Cap Center after the game and watched the game upon which the Caps' fate depended. Both times the wrong team won, the Caps did not make the playoffs. And hockey's my number one love, and I came away very depressed. And I thought, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. I'm so depressed over a sporting event. Come on. My team wins hats and horns. When they lose, it's just a game. But in all cases, I appreciate the efforts by our guys, and I lament their loss.
Appreciate that, man. And you know what? They earned. They get what they earn. They earned it.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to feel any way other than if you call it based on how your eyes see it. It's a personal thing. Whatever excites you. If they do that, they do it. If they don't, you feel free to express your opinion, you know, in a normal, in a civilized manner. I ain't got no problems with that at all. Because we're emotionally invested in this. What I don't want is for people that don't care. And you know what? They're not calling. They don't. And they're not on X. They don't care.
You know,
and I don't want those yet.
Because when I called this in on, it was with Mitch and B. Finley, I was talking about a neighbor of mine. He was pissed off at the Caps when they were expected to do well, and they didn't. And he didn't even watch hockey, didn't care about hockey, didn't know anything about the Caps, but he was pissed off they lost. And I thought, what the hell is this? Come on, man. You know?
Hey, man, to each his own. Appreciate the call. Have a good one. Happy New Year. Yeah, I mean, you can't. I mean, Metal, you know better than most. You can't make people see things the way you want them to see it.
I wish.
No, they got to do it their way, on their terms. And we're just here as a support system, just in case you, just in case you need it. You say, that's Skip? Skip, what's
Hello,
up?
Doc, Doc, you made a profound comment last week that I never thought about, which was that these last three games are important, even though no playoffs are on the line, because it's the only time we get to see the back of the roster play. They don't play in the summer anymore. And I just,
well, they don't
I just
play anybody in the summer. You can't evaluate them. Yeah.
Exactly. So has anybody other than Bill or Jason Newton caught your eye these last few games?
I mean, to do well, I appreciate that. But I kind of expect it. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
we've been so mediocre now, we get stunned when you do things that, well, wait a minute, that's why you selected them. That's what you thought. It's not like he runs five flat. He can go. He can run.
Yeah.
It's like, what took you so long? That's my attitude is always that. I'm not surprised that you're doing well, but I need to see it being on a more consistent level. But he doesn't call the plays. He can't force the ball, and he's rotating. Anybody worth their salt will tell you that you can't get in a flow rotating. Any guy that carries the ball wants to be worn out. He wants 20, 25. He wants to be worn out and get into his lather. But, you know, hey, the system is what it is. Appreciate the call, man. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
On that one, Brother Metal, let's take this bad boy to break. When we come back, we got a dude who got a whole bunch to say, and he's angry, and he should be angry because his team, both the teams that he admires, are terrible as we speak. Stay with us.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Are the toughest shows, often the best shows, because it's real and people are emotionally attached. If you think this fan base is not attached, you're not plugged in. This is not a fly-by-night group. This group has roots. One of them is a young man who grew up in this area and unfortunately never got to put that burgundy and gold on, but he's a flat-out killer. Lamar Jordan, back at us. I know you love the game for everything that it brings. You as an analyst, University of Maryland, Jets, Raiders, your illustrious career, but you just love ball. women's football, men, you love, you a ballaholic. And so I just wanted to get your response to what you saw in this latest version of Dallas, Washington.
Doc, you know, at first glance, when I, you know, as I was watching the game, I'm sitting there and I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I mean, when I watch the game, the TV version of the game, I walk away and I say, okay, these guys put forth better effort, lost by seven. You know, some of the same players making some of the same mistakes. But when I went and I watched the All 22, it gave me an opportunity to put my coach's hat on.
Okay, and that's what I want. That's what we want.
Dallas just basically came into Washington and just dominated the Commanders pretty much the entire game. They controlled the offensive and defensive line. I think what the Commanders were able to do defensively in the second half had more to do with Dallas than it necessarily did the Commanders, although they picked up their intensity. But, I mean, Dallas ran the ball 44 times for 211 yards. And as an offensive coordinator, if I'm looking at the Commanders' defense, if I want to throw the ball and I see the Commanders' cornerbacks playing 7 to 8 yards off the ball, I'm telling my quarterback, look for Frankie Louvu and throw the ball his way, especially if he's responsible for the flats. I think that the interior defensive linemen, they were getting double teamed all game long. I mean, I think those guys did a great job of trying to fight, but you're not going to stop a team if you're consistently leaving your center uncovered. If you leave a center uncovered against a downhill running team, you're going to allow me as a play caller and as a running back, you're going to allow me to set the tone. I think the linebacker play is poor. You know, as a running back, when you're getting ready for a game and you look at the two interior linebackers, you're looking at, okay, how do they play? Are they overflow guys, meaning do they fast flow, which opens up the cutback lane? Are they guys who are downhill? Or are they guys who run around blocks? And the linebacker core, the two interior linebackers, listen, Bobby's had a great career, but he's bouncing. Both of these guys are bouncing in place and allowing the offensive linemen to come up to them, or they're running around blocks. So if you're going to line up in a defense that's going to allow me to double-team your two interior linemen, your linebackers, there's nothing physical about them as far as when they come and they take on blocks for the offensive linemen, then we're going to have a field day running the ball down the field. Mikey, God bless his soul, he got ran over. And listen, although I was cheering for the Commanders as a running back, when I see a running back run over a defensive back the way that boy ran over Mikey, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I jumped up off my couch, Doc. I mean, that's football right there.
Yeah.
But we'll look and say Mikey had a bad game. He gets beat on a post route where I don't know what coverage they're in, but if you're Quan Martin, if you're the safety that's in the middle of the field, at the snap of the ball, he's just sitting there at 13 yards with his eyes in the backfield looking at Dak. He lets the slot receiver run right by him, and then on the video, on a TV copy, everybody will say, well, Mikey got beat. No, it wasn't Mikey getting beat. It was either a horrible defensive call or it was just poor play by the safety who's supposed to be in the middle of the field. And then when I look at the things from the offensive side of the ball, I think for what Johnson had to work with, I think he did a good job. I think that we deceive ourselves sometimes when a running back breaks a run for a 72-yard run. But you go back, and if you really look at the game, outside of three runs, Dallas pretty much stopped the Commanders' run game. Chris Paul, oh, my gosh, Doc. I mean, he looked like a rookie out there. They were just basically running all over him. It was just disappointing to watch when I went back and I watched the All-22. Whoever's the flat defender never gets to the flats. Igbinoghi, I'll be happy when the season is over and he becomes a free agent. It was just disappointing to watch that Dallas pretty much came in here and did whatever the heck they wanted to do on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
Breakdown. Love that. But at 23-3, I felt like throwing up. Then I saw a resurgence. Now, do we credit that, or are you blaming Dallas?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to blame Dallas for it. Listen, I'm going to give the Commanders, I'm going to give these guys some type of credit. They did pick up their intensity in the second half. But I feel like, to me, I'm just like, Dallas, y'all are just out there trying things. I mean, it's Doc, it was just disgusting to watch when I put on the All-22. This team, I think that where this team is as a franchise, two things that you haven't had here for years, you have. I think you have your franchise quarterback, and I think when healthy, you really have a really good offensive line. I think that this offensive line is good. You have to get faster at the wide receiver position. The one person that I was impressed with, Doc, and listen, they should start Sennett. I want them to start Sennett. He did some things where you can line him up as a fullback and you can run some downhill ISO and he's going to go and blow some people up. I like what I saw from Sennett.
With the Niners.
Say that again.
Like you said.
So, Niners, oh, yes, huh? Yes. He can play that role. They ran a play where he came in and he came across the formation. And Doc, I stood up again and I smiled because I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a fullback right there. I definitely want to see Sennett play more, but – this offseason, they have some serious decisions to make. Frankie Louvel was at his best when he's up around the line of scrimmage and he's causing havoc. But him dropping back into coverage is just something that, as an offensive coordinator, I'm going to take advantage of him. He does not get to the flats where he needs to be. It was just a lot of undisciplined football that I saw out there, Doc. And we said this when Ron Rivera was here. I am not a fan when I see that you have your nose tackle and your three technique. One is in the three technique. The other one is lined up head up over top of the guard. It's just you're a glutton for punishment if your linebacker is not a downhill thumper. And so that's why Dallas was able to run the ball the way they were able to, is simply because you're double teaming the nose guard and the three technique every single play, and the linebackers are just sitting there allowing the double team to get pushed back into their lap, which allowed Dallas to pretty much just run the ball and do whatever they wanted to. So I was disappointed with what I saw out there when I really went and sat down and broke down the film. Again, Johnson, I think that hopefully he starts this game. It was good to see Terry out there running around making plays, but this team has to get faster on the offensive side of the ball. I still do not like the mentality. I still think offensively the mentality is entirely too small. As you head into free agency, I think that the Commanders should be able to keep all three of their backs. I think that the backs are fully capable with that three-headed monster of getting the job done, which would allow you to not overspend at the running back position so that you can add depth at these other positions, because – you need faster linebackers. You need more thumpers downhill at the linebacker position. And from a scheme standpoint, I don't know what they were trying to accomplish, but you're not going to stop a team on the offensive side. You're not going to stop the team as a defense with a wide receiver core as fast as Dallas, consistently allowing speed receivers to get free releases off the line of scrimmage. If you give fast receivers a free, if you don't bump fast receivers, they're going to get up on your safeties. They're going to get up on your cornerbacks. And as a play caller, I'm going to be able to manipulate everything that you do in the secondary simply because you're not doing anything to disrupt the timing between my quarterbacks and my wideouts.
And that's a disruptor. There's not a lot of them. My last count was six, maybe seven in the entire league. So it's not like they've been negligent. There's not a lot of them. But if your primary interest is not getting one, you'll never get one. I think they've shown you don't develop them. Because if you were developing them, we'd have a better kill rate. And I just think you got to be under 20. You got to be around 24 years old. We need an infusion of youth and enthusiasm and raw. It's like Houston. I mean, Houston, I know you've seen these dudes go after it. It doesn't even look real compared to our deal.
Yeah,
there's nothing in common.
Houston and Atlanta, and I would say a team like the Chargers, even the Rams,
yeah.
These are teams they are very physical. And as I was watching the game, Doc, I was saying to myself, I was thinking about how you felt when the Baltimore Ravens and the Commanders' inner squad scrimmage got canceled.
Yeah,
I really think that this offseason, when it comes to training camp, when it comes to whoever they have their scrimmages with, I really hope that the mentality of this team is physical. We're going to be a physical, fast flow, thumping football team, because the way they played this year, for me, it goes back to not playing your players during preseason. If you want to get Jaden better, he needs to play in all three preseason games. So, as I said a couple of weeks ago, what happened this season, I feel like it had to happen to bring everybody down to reality. But this is a big offseason. You need linebackers. You need more players in the secondary. You absolutely have to get faster at the wide receiver position. And I think that this game next week against Philly, I really think that you put Sennett out there on the field and you don't take him off the field until he just needs a break, because this will be an opportunity to see what you really have when it comes to him at the tight end position. Because I did see some things out of him that he's an NFL football player and he's a thumper. I just think that he needs to get more reps to be able to build his confidence up. And I think that he's a weapon that you can use on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, my friend Metal, if you have anything for Lamont, if not, then we'll let him get ready, because when that ball drops in New York, I'm sure that Big Apple people in charge want Lamont Jordan to come back to the Big Apple just for the drop and to highlight you as a legend.
The one thing I'd like to know is, you know, what do you really think of the Commanders' offensive line going into next season? You know, I think they were kind of one of the good parts of this team. You know, I think on rushing, we actually did pretty decent, like one of the top five rushing offensive lines, I think, this year. But I don't know. What do you take from that? I mean, some of that could just be junk time numbers or whatever.
For me, I think it's fool's gold when a team finishes at the top five or they're in the top 10 in rushing, but your quarterback is the one who has majority of the yards. I think that's very deceiving. When I look at the offensive line, I think Coleman did a good job. If you could bring back Tunsil, I think that this is a pretty good nucleus on the offensive line. I just think that this is the type of offensive line. First of all, I want to see all five of them down in the 3-point stance, not just having your center and your two guards. I'm a big fan of 3-point stances because it sends a message to the defense that we're going to be able to fire off the ball and we can make it smash mouth. And I think this style of play has to get away from the cutesy college zone type stuff and get back to the identity of the Washington Redskins, which made this franchise what it is. And it's dirty, it's nasty, it's physical, it's bloody, it's snot coming out your nose, it's laying paws on people. You have to have that type of running style in order to develop that type of mentality in the offensive line. So I think that you have the bodies to do it. Now there has to be a certain identity within the offense that says, we're not going to try to be cutesy, we're not going to try to do this modern day, let's do zone, let's do the stretch and cut, let's run from shotgun and let the running back shuffle over. No, let's put the quarterback under center. Or if you're going to be in shotgun, put the running back and pistol behind the quarterback and allow these guys to come off the ball and do double teams the same way Dallas pretty much did against the Commanders this weekend.
All right. Bert, you good with that, Metal?
Oh, yeah. That was a great answer.
Yeah. All right. Hey, beautiful, man. Enjoy it. Make sure you're safe and sound on that New Year's deal. And any positive prospects for the game against Philly?
Oh, man, I just want to see Sennett, man. I just want to see Sennett. I want to see the offensive line just do what they do against what is a team that has a physical identity. But I'm really going to be looking at Coleman, and I'm going to have my eyes on Sennett. Outside of that, there's really not much on this team that I'm really excited about. I'm just more so looking towards what they're going to do in the draft and free agency to get this team better.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man. Contribution is priceless. We appreciate that. Lamont Jordan, preaching the gospel. And that's what it's all about. And all of you on X, man, keep it real. I mean, our fans are passionate, they also understand the game. And nobody's trying to trash the organization. We're trying to get you to inspect your own place. What are you, what's your final move going to make? How do you put a better brand, a ball on the field? That's what it comes down to. Ball is in your court. 1-800-636-1067. You've got to get in some parting shots. I do believe that if we're to be victorious, I thought Debo, I thought he had a little bit of a coming out. Was it me? Or did he just look like he was a step faster than most people on the field? He had a little get up, a little jump in his get up. I enjoyed it. Who's going to be carry the load this week? I mean, those are things that we got to figure out, who's going to be a hero, because we need a hero. We'll take a break on that note and we'll come back. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Wow. Sports Saturday, when people are really invested in this team. If ownership is wondering, will you stand with the fan base? People care. If they didn't care, they wouldn't get involved. They're really involved. X is lit up. The lines have been lit up. People care, and they want solutions. Now, they have a number of different things on their mind, from the name to the logo to the uniforms or whatever. It's just, when they throw that championship uniform on, that probably affected me more than anything, is seeing that uniform. And when we were down at the largest margin, that's probably the most pain that I endured. And it was just great seeing them, you know, come back. And seeing the effort. And you guys have been so candid that, you know, I love it. To quit is easy. You know, people just say, all right, I'm out. But when you get invested in something that means something to you, you care about it. And you're going to fight for it and try to maintain your posture. I mean, teams that are down like every stinking year. I mean, we've had some tough ones, but we've always kind of bounced up and shown a little life. People will say injuries, but suppose you, if you couldn't use that, although we understand, but who hasn't been hurt? Can you name me a team that we've discussed that hadn't had some form of setback through injury? Look at the Lions. If you think you feel like you want to throw up, how do you think they feel in Detroit?
I mean, the Eagles last year were pretty – they were doing all right injury-wise, I'll tell you. That's one reason I think they're so dominant late in the season.
Well, they lost their right tackle, that I recall. Not permanently, but they had some nicks.
They had some nicks, but again, all their stars were healthy.
But that guy, he gained a million yards on the ground that year.
Yeah, I know. Saquon.
They control the clock. They have a strategy. You know, they take you out to the deepest part of the ocean and just drown. You let you drown. You know who they are. They have receivers complaining about what? Not getting the ball. Because they know who they are and they stay within their identity. And then when they throw it, they beat you that way. Man, I'm not crazy. You see the two receivers that the Cowboys roll out when they break their huddle?
Yeah.
I get it. No, you don't win without having badasses at wide receiver. We didn't get a chance to see Terry and Debo together with five. That's unfortunate.
Not really,
now all we
no.
got, we just woulda, shoulda, coulda. Now
would have been really great if they had an offseason to all practice together healthy. That would have been great.
Yeah, man. You know, it just but they didn't. But we had some veterans, and we let a lot of people go. Once the Philadelphia game, the clock hit zero, then I'm gonna go mad rush into the what ifs. Because a lot of this, I think a large portion of this was self-inflicted. Pilot error. Because a lot of the things we went out to trying to find, we already had and we let it go. there'd be a lot to really uncover. Do we have to have a starter out making the kind of money that Deron Payne, Payne makes in order to get a guy to come in and have his one of his best performances? That doesn't make sense. Seems like we're going to be able to figure out to get them all on the field, don't it? Don't you think that that's possible? So your best defensive lineman has got to be out in order for the one you're hoping to groom before he can perform. That doesn't make sense to me. So there's some questions that hopefully we can get some answers on. But the bottom line is that your identity. And when we ask the question, who are you? We ought to be able to get a quicker answer. That's all I'm saying. That's what I mean. But, Mel, always an honor, man. Working for you, man, is like knowing that the scope is upon you. And we know that for sure. Birthday boy. Can't believe it.
Yeah, tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I know it. Tomorrow. Birthday. People look at Chris. I don't think people think of you as a guy that celebrates birthdays. God bless you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.